This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump took a victory lap at the White House on Thursday, unleashing his anger at those who tried to remove him from office. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In a packed East Room, the president held up a newspaper headline reading acquitted, insisting the House impeachment charges against him were illegitimate.
We went through hell. Unfairly, did nothing wrong.
And blasting those he says did wrong, from FBI officials to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
These are the crookedest, most dishonest, dirtiest people I've ever seen.
His victory lap began at the National Prayer Breakfast, where he railed about people trying to destroy him, stunning the crowd at a normally bipartisan event, including Pelosi, who shook her head.
It was just so completely inappropriate, especially at a prayer breakfast.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the results of Monday's Iowa caucus after a key app failed to function properly during the votes. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Results slowly came out. There were technical issues. DNC Chair Tom Perez said on Twitter, enough is enough. There was a coding error. Backup phone lines for reporting the outcomes were jammed. Many were placed on hold for hours. The numbers in Iowa show Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders in a virtual tie. Iowa had been promoted as a chance for Democrats to find some clarity in a jumbled presidential field. Much of the political world now has shifted to New Hampshire and Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, another record day with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.3%, while the S&P gained 0.33%. The NASDAQ rose by 0.2%. This is VOA News. World Health Organization official Mike Ryan said Thursday there had been a constant increase in coronavirus cases in Hubei province at the center of the outbreak, but that increase had not been seen in other provinces. Reuters' Francesca Lina has more.
The World Health Organization said on Thursday it was too early to say that China's coronavirus outbreak was peaking, but noted that Wednesday was the first day that the overall number of new cases in China had dropped.
There has been that constant increase in cases in Hubei province, but we haven't seen that same acceleration in provinces outside Hubei. And equally, we haven't seen that acceleration in Hong Kong and Macau in Taiwanese people either. So I think, we're seeing a relatively stable situation outside Wuhan, Hubei.
The death toll from the virus in mainland China has reached 563, with more than 28,000 confirmed infections inside the world's second largest economy.
That's Francesca Lina of Reuters. Syrian government forces battled rebels and weathered Turkish artillery barrages Thursday as they seized Sarakeb town in northwestern Idlib province. We get the details from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Turkey's foreign minister is warning Russia that it must stem the Syrian government attacks immediately, adding that Ankara is determined to stop what it calls a human drama unfolding in Idlib. President Bashar al-Assad's swift military advance there has also caused yet another exodus of civilians towards the Turkish border. Russia, meanwhile, said militants in Turkey's zone of responsibility were attacking Syrian government forces and the Russian military, confirming some of its troops were killed. Syrian forces backed by airstrikes have encircled and entered the town of Sarakeb, witnesses and observers say. It lies at the junction of two main roads that Assad wants to bring under his control. Fighting in Idlib has accelerated despite several ceasefire attempts, the latest in January.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. And President Donald Trump said Thursday the United States would formally initiate trade talks with Kenya, adding that he would probably sign a deal with the East African country. The announcement was made at a White House meeting between Trump and President Uhuru Kenyatta of Kenya. It directs U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to issue a formal notification to Congress under the fast-track trade negotiating law. The U.S. Trade Representative wants to seek public input on the direction, focus, and content of the trade negotiations. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.